Blog Talk Radio.
Children, oh, and laughter.
shape. As we cross over tonight with our ancestors, we're going deep into the spirit realm. As we cross over our ancestors, our shape. And I want to say the first thing as I communicate in the spirit realm to ancestors, I want to tell you, wear your mask. I don't care what nobody says. Ain't no judge have the ability to tell the health department what to wear. Can't no judge tell no doctor you got a headache or not. So all this political mess that's going on, wear your mask if you're on the plane. Wear your mask if you're on the L, if you're on the bus. Wear your mask. Now, you don't have to listen to me if you want to. But wear your mask because ain't no judge sitting behind the seat with a black suit on going to tell you about your health. Now, that make me mad as hell. They're going to let a judge tell you what you can't wear about your health. I guess the judge can tell you you got cancer. I guess the judge can tell you, the judge can't tell you nothing. And it's a disgrace that we let this kind of stuff go on. And the religious community ain't said nothing. The religious community letting the judge sit on the bench saying, you don't have to take the mask off. I know big business. They want it off. They don't care if you die. All they want you to go in stores and spend some money. Don't care if you die. They ain't caring about your death. They're talking about the bottom line. But I'm saying tonight, and you pass the word, that bishop said, wear your mask. Okay, what I don't care what they said. You say, I'm wearing my mask for me. And I know I had Mary reading the 23rd number. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall have shame. That means this is personal. Put that mask on and get on the plane or get on the bus. You protecting yourself. You don't know what nobody else doing. You don't know what nobody next door doing you. But I'm telling you tonight, wear your mask. Don't let a judge down in Florida call the shots on getting many of people killed and murdered because she's got egotistic. Well, we don't need to wear a mask. What authority does she have? She don't know nothing about what's going on in China. People dying. If the whole town quarantine, and she gonna sit over here, don't wear no mask. And you dumb, listen to her. You dumb. I'm telling you tonight, I say, wear your mask. I don't care what nobody else is doing. I'm telling you, from crossing over with the ancestors and the seed of Abraham, wear your mask. I say. I want to tell you tonight as we cross over tonight, we're going to talk to our ancestors tonight. We're going in the spirit realm tonight. There's some things that people call me that they need to know. And some things that you need to know. What's going on? And I was reading the scripture, and it said this business is God business. And this business that's going on with this murder and this, that's God. This is a curse on those people from generation to generation. It's a generational curse. So you can't stand in front of generation curse. This is going to be, I say. So don't you get caught up in somebody else's fight. Leave it alone. God is in control. And when God says enough, it's enough. I say. When I go in the spirit world tonight, I'm going to tell you tonight, but I'm going to play this in for all the boys that's in jail, those that in the blind, those that in a dark place, and I want you to come to the light place. I got a message for everyone on the line tonight from the ancestors. You can accept it, or you don't. Don't make me no different. When I put it out there, you take it, run with it, or you take it and leave it like it is. But don't be dumb. Take your mask out because a white woman sitting on a bench that they done put her in, political, and saying, don't wear no mask. She ain't God. You wear your mask. Now, if you want to die, don't wear a mask. Go on to the graveyard. let the dead bury the dead. Come over in Russia, more people gonna die over here in America. Listen to a judge sitting up there on the bench, don't know what she's doing, just think it's proper. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Wear your mask. If you get on the plane, wear your mask. If you're on the air, wear your mask. You're going in and out of these stores, wear your mask. Don't care what nobody else does. Stop following the crowd and do what God says. Stop following the crowd and do what the Spirit says. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. I feel the ancestors coming tonight to give us a message. And this message is for you. And the message is going to work tonight for you. I say, I say. Now, I don't care what the judge said, what the police said. I'm telling you, wear your mask. This thing is not over. And them that says over there lie, and the truth ain't in them. Like grandma said, you're a bald-faced liar. Because this stuff is not over with. You can let somebody sit on the bench and think they high and mighty. What happened to the Pharaoh? Pharaoh fell, didn't he? Huh? Moses said, let my people go. Pharaoh said, I ain't going to let them go. But when God got through whooping his tail, his son died, he died, and all his army died. You better be obedient to God tonight. Be obedient to the word of God. If you're obedient to the word of God, you're going to stay saved, you're going to stay healed, and you're going to stay delivered. I wish I had somebody tonight. And I want to open up tonight, Wesley South. He's ancestor. Fan, he's ancestor. This is what they used to play every night at 11 o'clock. And some of the brothers in penitentiary, some of the brothers in Stateville, some of the brothers in Detroit in prison, some of the brothers in prison, and the people that put them in prison is dead. The one that put Jeff Ford in jail, they're dead. One put Larry, they're dead. But they're still in jail off a lie that the police concocted, out of the lie the state's attorney. So what goes around, come around. But this is the hope. The brother used to get about 1,000. Let's play this song. And we get ready to cross over to the ancestors. It's a word from your brother, from your mother, from your daddy, from your sister, your brother. I don't know, but it's a word coming from the ancestor. I say. Get your pencil and paper. I don't know what they're going to say. I don't rehearse nothing. But I just want you to get ready. Now, we're on 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. On Monday's Dr. King Movement, we talked about this racial thing that's going on up in Milwaukee, where they fight because they want, we got so much racism in America, so much racism and lying. Now, they had a flood over in Africa. I don't see how much money they're going to send to the people in Africa that got flooded out. What's good for the gambling is good for the groups. I'm going to see how much of trillions of dollars that they're going to organize and send to Africa where they had a flood and the loss of the people houses and having the shanty houses, they got blown down. I'm going to see how many blacks get together and send a busload, a plane load of stuff over to South Africa. What's good for Europe is good for South Africa. I say. The ancestors are talking strong. But I'm praying this tonight for all of you that lost your way, all of you that all mixed up and crossed up.
Open eyes that we may see
rather.
I want to invoke the spirit of Archangel Michael and the spirit of Gabriel, who run cemeteries, who call those spirits when they come, that to come through Gabriel. And if they want to speak, that to come through Gabriel. And Michael is making sure there ain't nobody coming but who Gabriel, Jesus allows us to come forth. Michael was right there. The angel Michael was there to make sure when nobody come out of the grave but Lazarus. To come forth. And he was wrapped up in graveyard clothes. But he came forth and Jesus administered to him. Mary and Martha said, Jesus, if you had been here, our brother wouldn't have died. Jesus said, you're only sleeping. And your ancestors are only sleeping. My grandmother used to tell me, the living don't know what the dead know, but the dead know what the living do. And I have found out through the years that this is the true thing. Because when ancestors come back, they tell loved ones what they need to do and how they need to do. I want to go to you, 5350. Your daughter is coming in very clear. She said, Mama, set some water up, set 3 glasses of water up, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. That middle glass you set up, she wants you to put some sugar in it, and she wants you to set over that sugar and let it stay and set it up on your kitchen table not to be touched. And it's a scripture that she's given me to give you. When I get off the air, I'm going to give you that scripture. This is just for you. I'm talking to 5350. And she told me to tell you, ain't nothing wrong with you. That it's just a lot of evil been hitting you, but you're going to be all right. So you're going to be all right. And it said, don't even worry about what you're worried about. She told me to tell you, I'm talking to you. I feel her coming in and sitting at that table. And at that certain, you set her at the head of the table, going to the north. When you set that table up, set that picture up, because ain't nobody use that table to the north, no way. Set it up, and when you come in and sit and look at that picture, and she gonna visit you, but she don't want you to be afraid. She don't want to. She gonna visit you. You're gonna feel a touch, And you make sure you write this down and the scripture that she wants you to have. And she said that, Mama, I got this. And went to laughing. And I know what you've been going through, what you've been feeling, but it's going to be all right. Give it some time, That's for you. I want you to make sure you call me after the service, while I can give you the word that she wants you to have personally, the scripture to read. Okay, I say. As I go in the spirit realm tonight, as I go into the spirit, I want to give a special message. I'm picking up a special message. 9141. I'm picking up your mother and your grandmother sitting at the table. I don't know if somebody having a baby in your family is a new child being birthed. I'm gonna open the line up and tell you exactly what she's saying. And you can tell me. I'm picking up. This is down in Mississippi. This is 9141. Is somebody in your family having a baby? One of your sons having? Is a baby being born, or somebody pregnant?
My daughter's stepdaughter is having a baby. She's been in labor for a while now.
She's been in labor, but the
for a while. Yeah,
you they can go to the clinic and get checked out. Okay.
She been going to the hospital. They sent her back home.
They sent her back home.
Uh huh. She dilated about three centimeters.
I'm gonna tell you what your mother said that you got to do. Okay. When you call me, I'm gonna tell you exactly what she's telling me. But what I'm telling you tonight, somebody else having a baby too. Okay, they pregnant now, and they told you they're trying to hide it. You know,
okay.
Who just had a baby? Don't even tell me.
My granddaughter.
Okay. There's another one on his way. Okay.
I'm gonna tell you
that. Now, anything you want to ask your mother, your grandmother, while we're here with you. Now, I'm picking up your grandmother said you got to clean the house up. From the kitchen, you just need to do a clean. You understand what that means?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now what you want to ask? Okay. You ain't got nothing you want to ask?
Uh-uh.
Well, I want you to read Psalm 28. And she said, it's a healing going to take place with you. It's a condition you had from a long time ago. But she said, it's going to get, how you feeling? You feeling much better?
Yeah, a little bit.
But you keep doing what she said she's going to do. You're going to get totally healed. You read that 28. Number of Psalms in Psalms 51. I want you to read for 7 days. After 7 days, call me because you're going to have something to tell me. Ashay. Okay. That's for you. Now, when I go in the spirit world today, I'm picking up a spirit of somebody had an accident, and I want to tell you, this lady want to tell somebody, stop worrying, they're going to be all right. I don't know why I'm hearing this name, Janice, and I'm going down to Louisiana. I'm hearing a name in Louisiana coming to me. She said, tell Hattie it's going to be all right. And there's a death coming in the family tree, but be strong. I say. Somebody going to download and they'll get this message that the Spirit given tonight. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight. I feel the Spirit of God moving across the length and breadth of this nation. And if you're spiritual, you're going to feel different also. If you're spiritual, God is trying to get something to you. You got to let go and let God. I'm in the spirit world tonight. I want to say Frank. I'm looking at Frank Cook. Frank Cook told me to tell this young lady things going to work out. And I'm looking at Rosie Cook. This is mama and son. They're telling my granddaughter, stay put, because things going to be all right. And all that the devil stole, she's going to restore to you. And it's a gift that she pardoned to you. And when you go around them pots, you do 7 around them pots. And then you do it 7 times, that spirit going to appear. And after it appears, you'll know what to do. I say. Now, I'm in the spirit world. Now, if you got somebody that you need to talk to as I do that, I'm picking up the spirit of the ancestor. I say. Now, I want to tell you, I'm seeing this young man well-dressed. He got a silk suit on. He got a silk. This is kind of green silk walking suit on. Very well dressed. Bishop, I want my two daughters to know I'm with them every step of the way. And I don't want them to worry about nothing, I say, Shay. I want one to start in September looking for a vehicle. I want the other to be able to start her own business. But, Bishop, I want them to be together, I say, I want them to work something together where it's not in their personal family, but them two have to work together. I have came to them many times, and I want to tell you, I say, tell me, I'm going to make a visit, okay? I'm going to make a visit to each one of them at different times, and I want them to tell you, when he makes the visit, yes, Jerome, see, when I make the visit, they'll know that I've been there. Thank you. Okay. I want each one, wherever you're at, I want you to put a penny up over the door. Close the door. When I come, that penny gonna be moved. And that's for y'all. And you can do it at the full moon, or you can do it when you get ready. Don't want you to be afraid. He wants to visit you to the point that you know that he's been now. He said, Bishop, they might be scared of the penny. Put a penny and a dime. That's 11 cents. Put 11 cents up over the door and close the door. That morning, you're going to get to visit. I say. I'm talking to 2003, and I'm talking to 0904. I'm telling you what they're saying. I say, and the Spirit said, now, if anybody wants to ask anything, just press 1. Your hand will come up. Okay, I see somebody hand up now. Let me see. This man hand up. Okay. I see your hand up. 2021. Okay, 2021. Your father coming into vibration, and he said that you need to make a move because it's somebody around you not totally honest with you. We're going to do a shame. Bishop, before this month out, move from where you at. Before this month out, move from where you at. You know who I'm talking to. As I cross over tonight, I can feel the power of the ancestor tonight. I can see a power breakthrough tonight for somebody. And I can feel the anointing move some things out the way as I get ready to go. I want to go to you. 3393. Now, this is what it's saying. You and your wife have to come together. I see your mother, father, and your mother-in-law. They're all together. And he said, don't make any big, they say. Any big, don't make any right now. Don't do no big investment right now. Hold on. And you'll know why. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm going to 21:17. 21:17, what you want to ask? Your line is open to 1:17. What you want to ask? I say. When the Spirit comes, it's going to break a yoke for you. That was 21:17. I think they got off the line when I opened the line up. I'm going to 0994. This is Chicago. Area code 312. I'll open the line up. 0994. Did you have a request?
Just tell me something, Bishop.
I want to tell you this is a door been open for you. And this door is a lady in the spirit world, and she's bringing you a new business venture. Something new is going to open up for you, and in the next 7 days, you'll be able to know what it is. It's a trip that you're going to have to make. That trip might be down south, or the trip might be out. The spirit's showing me California. Before the year out, she said California and New York. I don't know something about Atlanta, but I feel that your breakthrough is going to be in New York or California. I want you to read Psalm 71. That's a breakthrough for you. It's a prophetic gift on your life. You got to make it work for you. Thank you, Spirit. Now, I'm going to you. And I see something about a new business. I don't know about a truck or something about a new business I see that is going to open up for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, I want to go to you that door will open up for you. And somebody's saying, I just don't know what to do. But I want to tell you, that door going to open up for you. And right now, it's the time for you to step out. It's money being crossed up. And it's money going to be poured to you. I'm going to 0772. What you need to know tonight from your ancestors?
I think you already answered it, Bishop. My father came through. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to set this through. He wanted you to know that you're going to another level. Just what I want to say to you. You're going to another level. I want you to read Psalms 91, and he's smiling at both of y'all. And he said, Bishop, these are my girls that I put all faith in, and I want them to know that I'm present. So you work with that 11th sense. You to tell me when it come out.
Thank you,
Spirit. He's laughing.
Okay.
And he got a big smile on his face, and it seemed like that all that's in the spirit world around him, and did nobody come through? His mother didn't come through. His brother didn't come through. He's the only one came through. And he said, don't worry about some other stuff that happened in the family. I'm going to take care of it. And matter of fact, I'm taking care of it day by day. So any news you hear about the family, you don't even worry about it. That's just, that's karma. You understand what I'm saying? Thank you, kind spirit. That's happening with that. 30-30. I want to tell you, 30-30, I see that right now I feel that your father and your mother is coming to me. The property is somewhere, is in Mississippi. It's close to Louisiana. But they come together because somebody in the family wants to get sisters on. Don't sell. Bring somebody out and survey it because it's all on that land. So don't sell it because, thank you, Tan, and they really serious about don't sell the land. Have a survey to come and look. I say. And she said you can leave Detroit now and come back home and fix up the family house. going to keep bothering you till you do it. I say. I'm in the spirit realm tonight, and I feel that the spirit realm is bringing stuff to people tonight. I say. And let me explain. When I'm in the spirit realm, I see a big room. I see a lot of people in this room. They're waiting to be judged. They're waiting to come before whoever they come for. They line up. They're from all over the world. And they are in the spirit realm. They have not been, stamped or whatever it is. They haven't got their wings. They don't know where they're going to go. They're just in this big room because so many dying so fast. I pick up people that even in Ukraine, them people, they saying, why am I? And these are people talking a different language. I don't know the language they're talking, but I say. I'm picking that up. So that's something that's happening. I want to tell you tonight, I feel that each one of you, there's something going to open up for you. I'm going to 8138. In 8138, I want you to read the 23rd number of Psalm when I open up. But before you read the 23rd number of Psalm, I want to give you a message from your mother. Okay? Now, can I tell you that your family tree got a lot of Indian blood in your life? I'm talking to 8138. I want to ask you this. Is you the baby of the family?
Yes.
Because your mother keeps saying, my baby. So is you the baby of the family?
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you this. Is it 16 or 17 of y'all?
No, 14.
Okay. It's 14. It's 15. It's 15, 16. It's two died. In birth.
Okay, it was 16.
Okay, that was the spirit she's telling me. She says she wants you to be happy, and she wants you to stay close. Okay. Okay, thank you, kind spirit. Now, you want to ask your mother something? Let me tell you something. She got a picture of what she got on. She got a pretty flower dress on, and she got a smile, and she got a half to one side. Okay. And she said, don't I look good, Bishop? Yes, you do. Thank you. What do you want to ask her?
Nothing.
Thank you. Now, I want to ask you, Mother, what you want to tell her? Now, your mother said she don't want you to be worried. She wants to live your life and stuff behind you. Let it stay behind you. Psalms 21, she said, you know she ain't no Bible person. She says Psalm 21 and read Psalm 7. And this is the year for you to turn some things around in your life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And all them men that was around you, they wasn't for you. They ain't there. You understand what that means? They're dead or they gone.
Right.
Because you the baby, she gonna look out for you. Thank you. I say. Now, will you read 23rd number of Psalm for us?
Okay. Just a minute.
She said, Bishop Bell Pearl.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Okay, hold on.
I shall not want.
A message.
He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anoints my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
She said, tell Pearl, go get her wardrobe, get until she said it. Okay. And she told me to tell her something. When she saw me, I told her what she said. This is I'm going to 20. Okay. I'm picking up a situation for you, and it's telling me, let me see. I see. This is for 2020. This is a sister for young, and she's saying that she's going to tell you that all you're right. Stop grieving over her. It was time for her to go, and she wants you to be happy. I'm talking about Marie. And Marie is talking to Doris, telling you, Doris, all is well with her. And stop crying and go on about your life. I want to say tonight, as I cross over tonight, I feel so much energy, and you might be feeling it because so much going on in the spirit realm, and you don't even know what it is, and they're going to tell you at the church. They're going to say, pray, but I want you to read Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and the 91 number Psalm. And I want to invoke the angel. That's Exodus 23:20. Your angel, where your angel can be a guide for you, because it's so in the spirit that is out here. And they don't want to die because they are before their time. I say. So as they come, you're going to feel the spirit of healing. And that's spirit, something around the knee. I see a healing for that. And such told me. And somebody in their left shoulder blade, you're going to be healed. And with their breathing, they're having a problem breathing at night. Look at set a pitcher of water up by your bedside. The ancestors saying they know who they are. Set a pitcher of water up by your bedside for 3 nights. When you call me, I'll tell you what to do with it. I say. Thank you, guys. Now, I want to tell you tonight, it's so much of evil spirits out here. You got to stay prayerful. And where you can stay anointed for what's going on. I'm picking up Psalm 23, Psalm 27, and I see that door will open up for you. It's going to open up quick, fast, and somebody will say, Bishop, it's going to open up in a hurry. Oh, I'm looking at somebody here, too. Come to me. 75-59, there's a yoke, there's a woman in the spirit world told me to tell you all is well. She's like, because I don't want to expose nothing. Would you tell them to stop doing what they're doing and change their walk? They know what they're doing because I don't know. Thank you, kind spirit. And this is out, okay. I don't know. Sister Lena may come in the spirit realm in the room with me tonight and said, Bishop, tell them to bring the family together. I don't think Pearl. Let me see this Pearl. Pearl. I'm trying to see this Pearl. But anyway, Pearl, the message for you, you go get your wardrobe and dress yourself up and you do that. You work too hard. You, you have worked throughout all your life. It's time for you to enjoy the fruit of your labor. That's what's happening. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm looking at somebody else's call. The hand was up. I see your hand up. I was ripping. I'm going to you. 41:19. I want to say to you, your mother come to me and said, stay on solid ground and all is well. And she said she just wants you to stay on solid ground because everything going to happen all at once for you. What is she telling me? Make sure that all the girls stay close together. And whatever with y'all, so y'all come closer together. And don't let nobody come in between you and your sister. And it's a lot of people that she said it's going to want. Thank you, kind spirit. She telling me to tell you what to do. Oh, shit, I'll tell you privately. Something she telling me to do, it ain't everybody's business, for your business to grow. And once you do that, you're going to see a urge in your business. I say. I'm talking to 41:19. She said, I'm seeing what she's saying. Okay. All the people that's upset, you're going to turn around and it's going to open up. And that's the good thing.
Unto death, God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse, and for some reason we somehow misquote.
Tonight, I say I've answered, and I want to tell you, I say, he's dead enough. I want to break yoke and curses off of you tonight. Father God, we come right now. We invoke the ancestors, those that have come and worked, everybody listening tonight, I invoke and I call the ancestors of love, the ancestor of joy, the ancestor bring them into a quieter place. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I claim your healing tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God. I claim right now by the power of God your financial breakthrough. Revelation 2 and 9. Get ready for that financial breakthrough. If you got to need your plan of seed, go to my website, thuseedabrahamyoursite.com, hit my PayPal, or go to my post office box 289097 Chicago Life. Whatever you need, God got, he's on my door for you. Take it. Yeah. Put it all in his hands. In his hands. I want to tell you, God is doing something for you special. 7598, God can do something special for you. And I want to tell you, Trina, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Renee, I'm praying for you. Regina, I don't know where you at, but God got something that he's going to do for you. Get ready and claim it. All in his hands. Yeah, glory. God's going to put it in your hand. Yeah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. I'm praying for you, the Sam family, Dale, praying for you and your family, your mother and all that. Robert, I'm praying for your family. Sister Lisa, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. God, put it all in his hands. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Right now, somebody's been having problems with their eyes. Somebody's with falling with the throat. Somebody's been, the body full of cold. I rebuke it. Somebody's ankles are swollen and their knees healing. I'm praying much for you, Sister Kim. Dr. Christian, I'm praying for you. Chelsea Cook, I'm praying for you tonight. Put it all. Yeah. I say. Mother Francis in New Orleans, God bless you today. Brother Dan Cook, God bless you. In all that ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Put it in his hands. Yes. Don't forget to call. 708-582-0372. 708-582-0372. God got a blessing to name on. Put it in his hands. Yeah. I claim your new business.
Thank you.